The Ump. Are you ready, Alabama?
Hello? Who's there? What's going on?
It's time to enter the doghouse.
Whatever's happening here, just knock it off.
Call the big dog now at 866-485-9867.
These kids are weird, man. They're weird.
Live from the Big Dog Production Studios.
I don't.
It's the Tom Abraham Show.
That might be listed in Revelations as the cause for the apocalypse.
Here he is, the head of the household, the Big Dog.
You're the smartest guy I've ever met.
Tom Abraham.
You want me to do this crap?
I guess I'm on here. Am I on? Can somebody respond?
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to a Top 10 Tuesday in the Doghouse.
10, 9, 8, 7.
No, we're not going there yet, but it is a Top 10 Tuesday in the Doghouse, and we are your home for the $1,000 payoff coming on Thursday. The Ump will give you a chance to win $1,000 each day, four times a day, but you're going to have to listen for the word of the day to win, so stay tuned for more details on that. Remember, it starts the day after tomorrow. If you've got an idea what you want to contribute to the show, we invite you to get in toll-free, 866-485-WUMP, 866-485-9867. We got a digital doghouse for you as well. Our Twitter feed is at Tom Abraham Show. You can throw us a follow. Facebook fan page, throw us a like at Facebook.com/Tom Abraham Show. Text window, 7329-TA-SHOW at 732-982-7469. Doghouse inbox is open, Tom@TomAbraham.com. Also, you can follow the Ump on Twitter at Sports, and check out the website as well, umsports.com, and a Facebook page at Facebook.com/umpsports. The man behind the curtain playing the stacks of wax and pleasure, the matter answering the phones, pushing the buttons, making sure that we stay on the air in our palatial ump studios deep in the bunker that is Cumulus Athens. He's part Italian, he's part Mexican, he's part mud. Wife calls him Antonio, but to us, he's Tony Mack.
Chico, don't be discouraged. The man, he ain't so hard to understand.
Do you know who I am?
What is your name?
Detective.
It doesn't matter what your name is.
Who in the blue hell are you?
I'm the producer of this show. If I didn't step up, you're nowhere. I put this thing together out of spit and polish.
Underestimated from day one. You'd never think I was a master of the universe now, would you?
See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Look, I don't speak Spanish.
I'm sorry. I got that all wrong.
I don't care how many Dago, Guinea, Wok, Greaseball, Goombas come out of the woodwork.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
What? All I know is, you mess with me, you got problems.
I mean, that guy sounds like Elle McPherson farting into Miles Davis's trumpet.
I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
You don't ever say that to me. Bullcrap.
Say hello to my new friend.
Welcome.
Hey, T-Mac, how you doing today?
Big Dog, this morning I must have had a contact, you know, roll back into my head, or someone changed my clocks and is messing with me or something. Is it 2:15, 2:20 already? Is this?
No, it's about 2:03 is what it is, 2:04 maybe. Yeah, something like that.
Give me a little free air time. How about that?
Well, I could tell you to shut up, but I'm not going to. I mean, I want to get to you as quickly as possible, you know, and introduce everybody to you. How you been, man? You good or what?
Big Dog, I've been fantastic, man. It's still a little cold for me outside, especially this morning. Really windy, man. I wasn't a big fan of the wind.
Yeah.
But everything's right in the NFL again, so I'm good.
Well, we'll get to that. Yeah, right. Yeah, the NFL has been doing its thing. We will get to that and a number of other things. But first.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's in the news, man.
Straight to business. I like that. Businessman. Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to start with some hockey in 1962, Big Dog. And I'm probably going to butcher the name. That's what you're here for. You're here to help. Is it Jacques Plante? He tied
Jacques Plante, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. He tied the record today by winning his sixth NHL Vezina trophy. He holds the record with seven, by the way, but he didn't win his seventh one today. But seven. That's for best goalie, right?
Yeah. And I think that Pekka Rinne will get his first this year.
I sure hope so. He's played like it. Well, maybe not lately, but he's played like it.
Yeah.
1971, UCLA beat Villanova 68-62 to win their fifth straight title. I know we talked yesterday. They ended up going on to win like seven straight or something stupid. That's ridiculous.
10?
10
eight,
straight.
Nine,
oh.
9 and 10, something like that. Nine out, 8 out of 10, something crazy. Then.
That's unbelievable. 1978, Kentucky beat Duke 94-88 to win their fifth out of eight titles. That's right. Kentucky's only won three since 78. And 1991, Minnesota football got a 1992 postseason ban stemming from Luther Darvall, an old administrator there, for paying players for years. I think it started in like 82. They ended up finding out in like 88 and then started punishing the university and the players that weren't involved. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
And then a birthday today, one birthday today, 1912, there's more than one, but just one that I'm bringing up, 1963, yeah. Randall Cunningham.
Get out of here.
Randall Cunningham, big guy. That can't be right, right? 55.
Yeah, that can be right. I mean, 50? That can be right. I mean, he said it would make him 3 years younger than me, 2.5 years younger than me. But, 56 years old, something like that then
55.
Today? 55. No. How can 3 be 55? 3, 50, it'd be 56.
It's 2018.
2018?
Yeah.
What year was he born?
63.
Yeah, 55. Yeah, that would make sense because I'll be 58 later this year. Huh, that makes sense. Randall Cunningham.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. That is crazy. Out of where?
What do you mean out of where? He was born in California, wasn't he?
No, out of where? Where did he play his college ball? I think Nevada, didn't he? Didn't he play at the same place where Colin Kaepernick came from?
I want to say played at Nevada. I can type it in here real quick. Yeah, it's Nevada. Yeah, he played in Nevada.
Yeah, Nevada. I think that's where Randall Cunningham or
Kaepernick definitely played
Kaepernick
in Nevada.
Came from. Yeah, he came from the same place. Yeah. Well, you knew it was going to happen, T-Mac. You knew Sister Jean continues to blow up, and you knew this was coming.
I think you came here with a great spirit from Loyola, and so just go ahead and set the world on fire.
But she was more like a Jesuit on a TV screen. I said, don't change, just say prayers, please. You are the nun. Who will dance with the poor and the round?
Sweet 16.
She says, I am the nun. Who will dance with the poor and the round?
Everyone knows who Sister Jean is. When she walks, eyes turn.
And Sister always told me, be careful what you do. Don't go around breaking commandments.
You did so well.
And Sister always told me, be careful you play. And be careful when you lose. Cause the carbon knows the truth. Hey, Sister Jean is not my mother. She's just a man who happens to be a nun.
When Sister Jean's coming, everybody stops.
She says, I am the nun.
I am the nun.
God, don't forget about the Loyola Ramblers. We'd like to see a big W.
That's right. We'd like to see a big Sister Jean is not my mother.
See, that's what this is about right there. Like, making a spectacle, you know, outside of the court. I'm a big fan of that. That's
fantastic.
Good. That's fantastic.
And did you hear in the background when they go, Sister Jean is not my mother, and then in the back it says Superior.
No,
mother
I didn't.
Superior.
I didn't hear that. This is something that who were the other 11 seeds that made Final Fours? George Mason.
No.
This is something those guys didn't have. They didn't have a Sister Jean.
Nobody's had this. I mean, this is just hilarious. And in honor of Sister Jean, okay, because your host went to parochial school. I went to parochial grammar school. I went to parochial high school, Bishop Kearney High School. I went to Holy Trinity Grammar School. Then I went to Bishop Kearney High School, and I went to parochial college. I went to a Catholic college as well, St. John Fisher College. So, in honor of Sister Jean, our Tuesday Top 10 is things that nuns used to say in parochial school back in the day.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's the Tuesday Top 10.
my guys, Shane and the Moneymakers there. Now, today's top 10 has seven things on it. Remember, the Tuesday top 10 doesn't have to happen on Tuesday and doesn't have to have 10 things. It just sounds good to say the Tuesday top 10. I think I got like seven on here, but I'm sure I'm missing several. If any of y'all that are listening to the radio show went to Catholic school, you can chip in with yours. But these are 10 things. These are seven things, apparently, that that the nuns used to say back in the day in the Catholic school. If you were sitting too close to a girl, T-Mac,
mm-hmm.
they would push you apart a little bit, and they'd say, you got to leave some room for the Holy Spirit.
That's good.
No, that's what they would say. That's true. I mean, stop me if I'm lying. If you're anybody that's out there that went to Catholic school, got to leave some room for the Holy Spirit.
Did you often have to leave room for the Holy Spirit?
Oh, I had to leave some room for the Holy Spirit, because then we'd have like a school dance. And at the school dance, if you were like dancing close, they'd come and they'd separate you and they'd say, you need to be a Bible length apart.
That's length. That's too good, man. This is too good to be true.
This is true. They used to say, you need to be a now, to the girls, right? Because my sisters, of course, I had two sisters that also went to Catholic schools. And my lovely wife went to, she was a classmate of mine at Bishop Kearney High School. So I knew this from, and the high school I went to had a boys' side and a girls' side. You had 1,000 guys and 1,000 girls, and you had the nuns on the girls' side for the most part, and then you had the Franciscan brothers on our side that taught us. But on the girls' side, they used to tell the girls, the girls would have, they would wear those pleated Catholic girls' skirts. They would wear those in the wintertime, and then in the fall and in the spring, they got to wear these jumpers that were like dresses, but they were dresses, and they had to be a certain length too, up at a knee. They would measure them. They'd have to be like within 2 inches of your knee. And some of the girls would like roll their skirts, and then they'd make them go to the bathroom and unroll your skirt, because they'd make them be the right length. They'd go to school, they'd be the right length, and then during the school day, they'd kind of roll the band of their skirt to kind of make them a little shorter. Anyway, the nuns used to tell the girls, don't wear patent leather shoes, because the boys can see your underwear.
Yeah. Whoa.
That's a true story. That's what they used to say. They don't wear.
I don't care who you are. That's funny, right?
Not really that funny. I'm just saying that's what they used to say. That don't wear patent leather shoes. The boy can see. Now, if a girl was showing a little bit of cleavage, like in her shirt, if she was a more mature girl and maybe a little bit of cleavage showing there, and it would say cover your bosom. This is a learning institution, not a brothel.
Oh.
That. Oh yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, they would.
Bullies in the schoolyard can't stop it.
Yeah, you couldn't stop them. They were like bullies.
We went from cute and quirky to whoa.
No, they say that. They tell them that it's a learning institution, not a brothel. You know, you can't do that. And then all of the nuns, what they carried was it. Do you know what a folding ruler is? Construction guys out there might remember them. The folding ruler was a 6-foot ruler. And it was broken up into 6-inch segments, and you would fold it. You would fold it back and forth until it became like a brick. It would be 6 inches, and it would be thick. Do you know what I'm talking about? You ever seen a 6-inch folding ruler? Or 6-foot? I'm saying a 6-foot folding ruler that as you folded it up, it'd have like 12 segments, and it would fold up into being like just a 6 inches long, and it would have like 12 segments of it.
Yeah, see, 6 foot sounds better. I felt like I was walking into a trap the other way you were talking. But, yeah, my dad's a construction worker, and I think when I was real young, he used
to have wooden. Yeah, they were wooden and stuff like that. So what would happen is that if you were bad, the nun would come over and she'd say, put your hand on the table, and they would slap you with the six-foot ruler, wooden ruler. It would be flimsy, but it would be like all the way extended. Well, every time you were bad, they would – fold it in half and then fold it in half. I mean, that thing got down to like 18 inches long, and that thing was like a baseball bat. You know what I mean? It would be thick and whack, and when they crack you. And when they would do it, and this was like in grammar school that they did that to you. They didn't do that to you in high school. They did in grammar school. They would say, the nun would say, this is hurting you more than it's hurting me.
like what are you talking I think we've about, all heard man? That one before. That doesn't just apply to Catholics there then.
Yeah.
Unless my mom was Catholic and I didn't know.
Right. But it was, she said, this is, I'm talking about back in the day now. This is a long time ago.
That's a long time.
It was a long time ago. This is back when I was in grammar school. It was a long time ago. All right. Let's see. What else did the nuns used to say back in the day in honor of Sister Jean, our Tuesday top 10? Oh, if a girl was to sit on your lap, you know what I mean? I mean, every once in a while, like you'd be sitting in the grandstand or whatever, or if you were outside, like waiting for the bus or whatever, and a girl was, they would tell you that you need to have a phone book between you. You had to put a phone book on your lap, and then the girl could sit on your lap if you had a phone book on your lap. Because, you know, young boys, you know what I'm saying? Could be dangerous, you know? Just saying.
I mean, I
it's true.
We're talking about nuns here, so I'm trying to be respectful.
The nuns said, put a phone book on your lap. If that girl's going to sit on your lap, you got to put a phone book between yous.
Just saying, man, as a young boy, phone book might not have stopped you. You know what I'm saying? So,
well,
penis.
That maybe. But I think that's what you had to do. And and then finally, the girls, my sister told me this one. The girls were told not to drink from a public fountain because a boy who may have kissed a girl may have drank from that fountain. So they'd say, don't drink from a public fountain because a boy may have drank from that fountain who kissed a girl. And then you'd be like kissing the girl that the boy kissed. That's what they did. It's a true story.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's the Tuesday Top 10.
All right, so I put 7 things on there, and there may I'm sure there are more. And if you guys want to add to that list, you can go ahead and do that. Johnny Manziel threw it. A&M Pro Day today. No helmet and pads this time. They just, you know, looking like everybody else. I didn't know how to feel about that. I mean, it was kind of pathetic. You know what I mean? Just watching it, it was a little bit pathetic. But on the other hand, you know, I give him some credit here for the effort because I didn't think he cared that much. And he said if nobody in the NFL wants to sign him, he'll go play in the CFL. I didn't think he really liked football that much. He's wealthy. You know, he comes from a wealthy family. His daddy never worked a day in his life. His grandpa was a wildcat oil man, and he'll never, you know, he'll never work a day in his life. So money isn't a driver for him. But he's almost Tebow-esque now in his quest to play, and he's going to play a couple of games in that spring league next week. You know that spring league? They have 4 games total. They have 4 teams, and they're broke up regionally in east-west, you know, north-south deal. And then, like, the North will play the South, and then the North will play the West. You know what I mean? Something like that. So they play – there's a doubleheader a week from Saturday. There'll be a doubleheader at, I think it's, I don't know, 12:30 and 3:30 or something like that. And then there'll be 2 games on Thursday night, the 12th of April. So there's a total of 4 games, each team playing 2 games in that deal. And it's like an Uber combine. They started it last year. You know, but you're talking about a couple of hundred players. You know, what better way for a couple of hundred free agent type players to get in front of the NFL? I mean, it's right before the draft. So they'll be, you know, every team in the NFL will be represented. And Turner Sports, according to the website, Turner Sports is airing the games. Now, I don't know what that means, T-Mac. What's that mean, Turner Sports? Is that TNT? Is that TBS? Is that .com? Is there some other Turner Sports that I don't know? Is there Turner Movie Channel? I don't know who Turner Sports.
Right.
I don't know what that means.
Like, it could mean maybe they have some kind of alternate deal. I'm thinking maybe something along those lines or online. I doubt you see any of that hit the TBS or TNT. Really?
I don't know. Why not? What do they got? Ain't got nothing. I mean, they, you know, got a little baseball now, but
wishful thinking.
TNT
I hope
got?
It happens.
A little basketball, huh?
Well, wishful thinking, yeah, I'm all for it, but I don't know.
That's on their site. It says Turner Sports.
And when is it?
It's the first 2 games are next Saturday, the 7th, and then the next 2 games, the last 2 games are on Thursday night, the 12th, on Turner Sports. So, you know, I think I'd watch it.
I'd love to see it.
I think I would, especially Thursday the 12th. I don't know, Saturday the 7th. First of all, Saturday the 7th, I'm fishing in a huge tournament, the Tim's Ford Classic, with my buddy Scott Morris and I. We fish in that every year, and we usually pull a check out of there, 200 boats in that deal, right here on Tim's Ford Lake, my home lake where I live. And so I got that going on. It's going to be a busy April for me, T-Mac. On the 14th, I got the casting and catching tournament for the Alabama Children's Hospital, and that is on Gunnersville Lake. Very nice little deal, guaranteed first prize of $5,000. They're paying 60 spots in that thing. You're going to learn more about that coming up, I think, on Friday. I'm going to get Drew McNutt on to tell us more about how you can sign up to be in that thing. I am fishing in it, and I'm also emceeing the weigh-in with Boyd Duckett, former Bassmaster Classic champion. Boyd Duckett and I. Boyd lives on the lake. He lives on Bucks Island right there at Gunnersville. And he and I will handle the ceremonies of the weigh-in itself. So I'll be doing that. And then the following week, the 21st, on that Saturday, I got to go up to Old Hickory Lake, and I'm going to be the weighmaster and the host for the weigh-in, the MC for the weigh-in, for the Tennessee State High School Championship.
Nice.
You know what my problem is, T-Mac? I can't say no. I mean, that's not a problem. I mean, I'm honored to be asked to do these things, but it's pretty much if they ask, I'm in.
It's a recognizable voice, man. It's comforting to hear the big dog. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know about how recognizable my voice is, but I mean,
I like the way you talk.
Well, I like the way you talk.
They like having a Yankee do their way in,
yeah,
I guess.
See, why didn't we ever entertain that option? You always told me we're kind of like Chico and the Man. How are we not like Sling Blade?
Yeah, well, you like Sling Blade?
I've seen it a couple times.
Yeah.
Not funny, ha-ha, funny, queer.
Mm-hmm. That's Sling Blade?
Yeah, that's Sling Blade.
Is that the one you're talking
Billy
about?
Yeah.
The Bible says two men ought not lay together.
Yeah, it says.
Yeah, was that Sling Blade or you, Big Dog?
No, that,
see
that,
what I mean?
Well, it may have been. let me try it again. Bible said two men ought not lay together.
See, that's
Bible says two men ought not lay together.
That was you. The first one was Sling Blade.
Yeah. That might have been me.
It's interchangeable, man. It's good.
It is. I am Carl from Sling Blade. Auburn's Butch Thompson and Alabama's Brad Bohannon get their first look at each other as rivals tonight in Montgomery, where Alabama and Auburn will square off in the 10th annual Capital City Classic at Biscuit Stadium there. Auburn had dominated this deal, winning 8 of the previous 9. It's a non-conference game. And both teams, to be honest with you, both these teams could use a hug. You know, Alabama was swept in Knoxville. They're now 16-9. Unless I'm lying, I'm pretty sure that's what happened last week. I think they got swept up in there in Knoxville. And Auburn, who is number 9 in the country, they were number 6. They slipped to number 9. They lost their first series of the season this past weekend, dropping 2-0-3 to Kentucky. So this is still a midweek deal. It's a non-conference game between conference teams. It's kind of cool. But it's a midweek deal, so they'll have midweek pitchers. But, you know, it's Alabama-Auburn, so it matters. No, it's not the friggin' Iron Bowl of baseball. Jeez.
No, this one has a name.
It has a name. It's a Cap City Classic.
Yeah, the Iron Capital City Bowl Classic.
No, right? It's the
you don't put that in there anywhere.
No,
you're not giving any wiggle room.
It's just Capital City Classic. They have a sponsor. I don't even know who it is.
No wiggle room.
It's the Capital. No wiggle room. It's not the Cap City Classic. It's just a Cap City Classic between Alabama and Auburn. First pitch 6:30 tonight. Naturally, we have it right here. You might be able to listen to that thing right here. Today we're going to open things up with Jordan Bianchi, NASCAR insider for SB Nation. Then into 3, Kevin Rogers from VegasInsider.com. He's back. He is followed by MLB insider Chris Cotillo. Just one day now until opening day, right? Just one day. Tomorrow. And then opening day is Thursday. So we call that one day till opening day. In the 4, Greg Wyshynski is back with a puck report. The NHL revamped their goalie interference rule for replay, which is all fine and dandy. But the change goes into effect tomorrow? Really? Tomorrow? 7 games left in a regular season? And then the playoffs? And they change it now? I don't think you should do that. We'll get Greg Wyshynski's thought on that as well. So that's your Sports Talk Radio show for today. All right, we're going to break it in when we come back. Jordan Bianchi kicks it off. It's the Tom Abraham Show. 730-1039. The Ump.
Sports Radio 730 and 1039. The Ump.
Hey, gang. Tom Abraham here for Woody Anderson Ford. Have you noticed the weather lately? Spring is definitely in the air, and you know what that has me thinking about? Getting my vehicle serviced at Woody Anderson Ford. Now, Woody Anderson Ford at Jordan and Sparkman Lanes has incredible new service lanes. So clean, it's like pulling into a NASCAR garage. Plus, the service team is first rate. They're knowledgeable and courteous. So if you go in there and say, it's kind of making a whirring sound when I turn the wheel, or it clunks at the stoplight, well, they got you covered. So get your spring service now at Woody Anderson Ford.
Cole Kublik here to tell you about my friends at Valley Equipment Rental. You can check them out online at valleyequipmentrents.com. And with landscaping season just around the corner, if you're looking for an excavator, backhoe, trencher, skid steer, or more, check out Valley Equipment Rental, located right there on South Memorial Parkway, right there near Airport Road. All the equipment's online at valleyequipmentrents.com, or give Ross and Tanner a call today at 256-964-6081. That's 256-964-6081 for Valley Equipment Rental.
Variety and price. What else can you say about Alabama's oldest smoke shop, the Humidor Pipe Shop?
I smoke cigars and pipes, both.
Being the oldest shop, they've got brands that have been around a long time, but they also have all the new brands as well.
I've traveled all over the country, and this is as good a place to buy variety as I've ever found. The prices are significantly better than anybody else around.
The Humidor Pipe Shop, Memorial Parkway Southwest, now open Sundays, noon to 6.
When your small business is growing, you get familiar with the phrase, that's a good problem to have. Good problem one, you're too busy to answer the phone. Solution, UMA Office. Its virtual receptionist directs calls to the right extension. Number two, new business is keeping you from the office. Solution, an UMA mobile app that helps you take calls from anywhere. And three, it starts at just $19.95 a month. Well, no problem there. Just good. Visit UMA.com. That's OOMA. Or call 866-840-8792 to find out more.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free. When you text the word LIKE to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text LIKE to 797979. Text LIKE to 797979.
If you ever want to buy a house or a car, you're going to want to know your credit score. If there's a mistake on your credit report, you could pay more in interest rates and fees than you have to. Where can you go online to quickly get your credit score and credit report for free? CreditKarma.com/radio. Check it whenever you like. It's free and there's no catch. Don't get an unwanted surprise about your credit score. Go to CreditKarma.com/radio. That's CreditKarma.com/radio.
This Thursday, Atlanta Braves baseball is finally back as we celebrate opening day at SunTrust Park.
The 3-2 pitch, here it comes, and there it goes.
With a dynamic roster and some of the most exciting young players in baseball, this Braves squad is looking to make some noise, and it all starts on opening day against division rivals, the Philadelphia Phillies. Live from SunTrust Park in Atlanta, Braves pregame hits the air at 1:55 Central on the Atlanta Braves Radio Network.
Food. It nourishes, brings us together, and adds flavor to life. That's why it's important to wash hands, surfaces, and fresh produce. Keep raw meat, poultry, and seafood separate from ready-to-eat foods like fruits and vegetables. And cook to proper temperatures using a food thermometer. Enjoy! And refrigerate leftovers within 2 hours. For more tips on safely preparing foods, visit homefoodsafety.org.
Weather is sponsored by KFC. KFC's $20 fill-ups will feed a family of four with 8 pieces of delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, 2 sides of taters, and gravy coleslaw and 4 flaky biscuits for just $20. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
The sky will stay mostly cloudy this afternoon and tonight. Just a few isolated showers. The high today, 63. The low tonight, 59. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and warmer. Rain and storms by afternoon becoming widespread tomorrow night. The rain could be heavy at times. The high tomorrow at 76. I'm James Spann on Sports Radio 730 and 103.9 The Ump.
Wipe your paws. It's time to enter the doghouse.
Who's says I only use old bump music. That song is fresh. I mean, really fresh. That's not me joking saying that song is fresh because it's from the 90s. That's a current Kid Rock song right there. That's a true story, man. Clint, I'll tell you something. You know, you look at Clint Bower winning that grandfather clock. It's been 190 races. It's been a lot of songs that have come out since he last won a race. It's good to see NASCAR back. We haven't seen NASCAR since the Daytona 500, I think, right? Came back on a Monday. Joining us now, Jordan Bianchi, who does a tremendous job covering it for the FB Nation folks. And he's in now on the Woody Anderson Ford VIP hotline. Jordan, welcome back. How are you?
Always a pleasure. And we got something good to talk about this week.
Yes, we had racing, and it had to happen on a Monday. I got to say this, though. I was prepping everybody when I did the show. I said, look, I'm not going to bust them for a bad crowd because it's Monday, man. There ain't going to be nobody there. I was pleasantly surprised at how many people were at Martinsville yesterday for a Monday race after the entire weekend was wiped out.
Same thing. I was really surprised as well. And it wasn't, I mean, it was sunny and everything too, but it was also cold. I mean, it was in the 40 degrees, so it wasn't, you know, perfect weather to go sit and watch a race. But for a Monday afternoon, they did a pretty darn good job of filling that place up.
And it was racy, and it felt racy, even though Clint Bower, you know, led for a long stretch after Denny Hamlin's car got wrecked. We'll get to that in a moment. But it was racy. Ford dominates again. I think the fourth win of the year. But that's what we're looking for. So it goes to show that you know, you put them on a short track. It's not. I don't know if it's the cars. I don't think it's the cars or the drivers. I think it's the stupid cookie cutter tracks that they've been running on.
You're not going to get any argument from me. I said the same thing over and over again. NASCAR has done a lot of different things to try to make the product better, and some of those changes I think have helped. But I think when you get down to it, you have to have a core product that gets people excited, and short tracks are what people get people excited. They see great racing. Yeah, Clint Bower dominated the second half of that race yesterday, but there was a lot of good stuff going on behind them, whether it was Kyle Busch or Denny Hamlin and Kevin Harvick. They're racing hard. That was a good race. It was entertaining. It gives people things to talk about. And, you know, we saw it a little bit with Harvick and Hamlin, you know, get a little bit of tempers there a little bit.
Yeah.
That's what people want to see. And I think if NASCAR had a better schedule that had more consistency and the venues it visits in terms of bringing these kind of excitement level out, I think they'd be in a lot better spot than they are now.
Yeah, yeah, they need to get to, you know, to maybe mix in a few more short tracks. And that's not to take away from, you know, we love the super speedways, you know, the plate racing. A lot of drivers don't like it, but, I mean, it's just it's edge of your seat gripping. They just have to figure out a package that makes it work on these, you know, mile and a half tracks, including Lowe's. And I don't know what the answer would be to that. But certainly it's the track that helped tighten things up in Martinsville.
It is. And you look at it and, you know, how does a casual race fan distinguish, you know, between Charlotte and Kansas or Kentucky and Chicago? And they're all mile and a half racetracks. There's subtle differences and everything, but they don't have character. They don't have things that you look at and go, man, that's what NASCAR is all about. Now, when you look at Martinsville, though, you know when you go there what you're going to see and what you can anticipate. It's going to be guys racing hard. They're going to be slamming into each other. That's what you want. That's what you want to get people. It's what you want to build your product around. And NASCAR, you know, for the last 10, 15 years has kind of deviated from that. And now there's this groundswell of support to say, you know what, maybe we need to get back to the short tracks. Maybe we need to figure out a way to get more of these kind of tracks on the schedule. Now, how you do that is going to be interesting and it's going to be tough. But there does seem to be a nudge in that direction, and hopefully there's some follow-through on that.
They need to rebuild Wilkesboro, you know what I mean? Go back there. somebody grab that thing, rebuild that. Go to the fairgrounds in Nashville. They'd have to build up the – of course, they're building a soccer stadium now, a 30,000-seat soccer stadium right next to the Fairgrounds Speedway in Nashville where they ran until the mid-'80s. But that's a great half mile. In fact, that track is exactly the same – as Bristol. It was built by the same guy that built Bristol, and that track is just like Bristol High Banks and a half-mile track. It only has a 15,000-seat grandstand. You know, they have to build up the grandstands. But there are tracks like that are out there, and then maybe some of these other places, maybe somebody needs to take a bulldozer to them and reconfigure some of those joints, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, yes, it's easy to spend other people's money, and I'm really good at doing that. But if I'm Chicago and I've got that track that's sitting there in the third biggest media market in the country, and it's kind of ignored largely in that media market, I want to have a venue that gets people talking. And to do that is to have another Bristol or another Martinsville. And yeah, you know, Martinsville only has 45,000, 50,000 people that, you know, grandstand seating. I don't care about that. I want that place packed. And if I can get 50,000 people there packed and excited, that's going to come across on television as people wanting to be there. And that's going to help drive ticket sales down the road. Furthermore, you really want to cater to what your television audience wants, and they want to see good racing. So they don't care how many people are sitting in the grandstand. They want to see what's going on the racetrack. So if you can do that, it would help on a lot of fronts. And again, it's easy to spend other people's money, but this is something to look at, is that maybe you need to, like you said, take a bulldozer to some of these places and reconfigure these tracks, because it just is not working in some places.
Yeah. Speaking of Nashville, by the way, the Nashville Super Speedway in Wilson County just sold recently for $5.1 million, and they're going to launch a development right alongside the track, but they're not doing anything to the track at this point. Now, remember, they bought it from Dover Motorsports. Dover, this is a track that was owned by Dover, and it has sat quiet now for 5 or 6 years. I mean, they were running up until 2011. They were running in fact, Brad Keselowski's first win in the Xfinity Series, which was the Nationwide Series, came at Nashville Super Speedway. He was running the 88 car for Dale Earnhardt Jr. Motorsports. And so there's some history there, but it was a concrete track, flat. It tried to do both the IRL, which they did have IRL there, IRL and NASCAR, and neither one of them were very racy. Well, there's a piece of ground that's got a big grandstand, that's got a track already built. That's a perfect example. Why not reconfigure that into a true blue short track, you know, and get that thing opened up? I think that NASCAR would love to go back to Middle Tennessee.
Absolutely. And Nashville is a hot NASCAR market. They like NASCAR there. The ratings do well there. And NASCAR has a long history of racing there. So, yeah, I mean, that is absolutely something you need to look at. And look at Kentucky, which is another good NASCAR market. That track, that Mile and a Half racetrack they have, is not very good. It doesn't put on good racing. It doesn't get people excited. Maybe you need to look at doing something there, too. I mean, you can go down the board, and there are so many different tracks on the schedule that you could look at and say, you know what, this isn't working. Let's try something else, because there is a long history. We have a long history now of these places just not producing the way they need to, and it's time to change things up.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. They still test out there, so the track is in good shape. They still, you know, do it for testing and some other stuff that goes on out there. But, you know, Jordan Bianchi with us. Now to the issue between Denny Hamlin and Kevin Harvick, that's what we want, right? I mean, that's bumping, rubbing is racing, right? That's what they were to bumping and grinding and all that stuff. And Hamlin claims that Harvick brake checked him. Which, after he tapped him a couple of times, that Harvick jumped on the brakes. And we've all done that a little bit on the highway when we get a tailgater. And not to the point where, you know, but I mean, that's good. I mean, that's what we want. We want that kind of contact out there.
No, that's what you want. You want tempers flying, and you want people angry. And, you know, Hamlin afterwards was pretty good about it, and Harvick kind of downplayed it a little bit. But you kind of want to see that thing. You want to see these guys who are racing for wins in the championship on a consistent basis. You want rivalries. You want them to go after it. And that's just, you know, that tends to happen at Martinsville. We've seen it so many times over the years, whether it's Logano and Matt Kenseth or Brad Keselowski and Matt Kenseth. And you want that kind of anger. And then Martinsville does a good job of that. And then there's probably not going to be any carryover, and there's not going to be any fallout from this. They both, you know, both Hamlin and Harvick seem to basically have moved on from it. But you know what, though? It's good to see in that moment that these guys have that passion and they care.
The top four or five, six, seven cars, I guess you got to get down to Alex Bowman before there's a Chevy. Is there anything to that? It was all Fords and Toyotas in the top six in this race. There's more Chevys out there than anything else, but they couldn't crack the top six.
No, and it's been a struggle. I mean, it's in whether that's, you know, Hendrick Motorsports continuing to kind of go through this rebuild, and they've had a down year and a half, and they're trying to figure things out over there, and Jimmy Johnson is still not running the way he needs to run, and Chase Elliott's been up and down a little bit. Or it's, you know, the switch to this new Camaro body that they were very excited about. It's going to take time to get acclimated. They are still very much a manufacturer in transition, and while that's going on, Ford has, again, done a tremendous job of closing the competitive gap. They were clearly the number three manufacturer last year, and there was a lot of they were worried going into this season that they weren't going to be competitive, and that Chevy and Toyota was going to blow their doors off. that hasn't really happened, and they've actually done a great job of coming out and saying, you know what, we can still be competitive here, and in fact, we can even be competitive. We can beat you guys. They've won 4 or 6 races, as you said, and you look at Stuart Haas Racing and Team Penske, and those two teams are leading the way right now for that manufacturer. There is no sign that they may be slowing down.
The best-looking car out there was Bubba Wallace's 43. I mean, it was just absolutely gorgeous, decked out in the standard Richard Petty STP colors. Of course, it was the STP 500. But the best-running car certainly was not. He might have been the slowest car out there. He ended up finishing, I think, 14 laps back. He was running, but just way back. At what point in time is there, like, real concern about whether or not this thing is working right with Bubba Wallace?
I'm not concerned yet. It's too early in the season. This is a young driver. I think yesterday was the first time this season where I looked at it and said, you know what, he was probably driving over his head a little bit, and he had a really good race car and probably should have left Martinsville with a decent finish, and he was just simply too aggressive too early, and it put himself in a bad spot, and then from there everything just kind of tailspun, and it just got out of control with the flat tire and the broken suspension part. That's the first time this year where I said, you know what, they need to, you know, he's got to settle down a little bit. But again, this is a rebuilding team. This is a team that is not supposed to be competitive on a weekly to week basis. They went through a manufacturer switch this year from Ford to Chevrolet. They have a new alliance this year with Richard Childress Racing. They relocated their headquarters. So there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes that they were always going to have to be a challenge. And when you've got a young driver out there, an excitable rookie driver, you're going to have these ups and downs. And I'm not going to judge him, you know, this early in the season, but I do want to see some consistency, a little bit more consistency, what I'm seeing out of William Byron, who started off not so good at Daytona, but in the week since has shown some maturity and able to, you know, go out there and put laps together and string together some decent finishes. The hope is that eventually that'll happen for this team, but I think it's still too early for them to make any definitive conclusions that this is or isn't working.
Austin Dillon finished about 10 spots behind his brother Ty Dillon. What happened with him that he ended up in the back? I could swear I had it on in the studio during the show, and I could swear I saw the three up there at various times running with the leaders, but he might have been 3 laps down at the time.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I mean, you look at it, and you've got these issues, and you know, you, when you're a team like that and you go to Martinsville, you know, this is a driver's track. So you don't got to worry about aerodynamics. You don't got to worry about everything else. But when you're a small team or you're a team that is kind of struggling, you look at Martinsville as a track, an opportunity to go there and have a good result. If you can just, you know, make your way through the chaos that kind of typically ensues and don't make any mistakes. And unfortunately, that didn't happen in this case. And, you know, it's unfortunate, but since they've won Daytona, they have been they've been up and down, but again, they're locked in the playoffs, so it doesn't matter if you're Austin Dillon how you perform, but you do want to have a little more consistency.
Can you see a time? I mean, he's a pretty good driver, and he had won a championship in the Xfinity Series, but how do you leave your grandfather? You know what I mean? I mean, you wonder how that could happen. He's Richard Childress's grandson, but could you see a time down the road that maybe he needs to? He needs to move to a different team. Could he ever run for a different team other than Childress?
I don't think so. I think this is the one, you know, we've seen family situations fall apart before, whether it was the, you know, Dale Earnhardt Jr. running for his stepmom's team.
Right.
Even Kyle Petty had to leave Richard Petty's team, you know, back in the day because that just wasn't working. But I will say this, Austin is extremely close to his grandfather. They have a tight-knit relationship. Austin wants to be there. He sees this team as really his team. His father, Mike Dillon, is involved in running the team. This is really a family-operated team from the top to the bottom. And I think it would be a difficult decision. And I think maybe someday that could happen because you never know how these things go. But I think in the current situation and of how much Austin Dillon has invested in this team and how much he wants to be there, his brother's also there, you know, racing with him as a teammate, I don't foresee it, you know, anytime in the near future.
And finally, Lowe's leaves Jimmy Johnson. We found out about that a little while ago, but how much of that is an indictment on racing, and how much of that maybe is just Lowe's? I mean, he had gotten off the Charlotte Motor Speedway, Nutter getting off the 48 car. They've been with him since day one. Is that a racing thing, or can we be confident that that's really just a Lowe's restructuring of their own deal?
It's more of a Lowe's restructuring deal. I mean, if you look at the stock prices, it's down. Their CEO just announced yesterday he's stepping down. I mean, they have issues. They certainly are losing their spot in the marketplace, and they had to cut back on their marketing. And you can't justify spending $20 million plus on a NASCAR sponsorship package if you're not able to be able to function company. That said, there is something to be said if you take a step back and look at the bigger picture, and that these companies no longer see NASCAR as a viable outlet to market. I mean, if you're a Fortune 500 company, which Lowe's is, you still have to spend money to market yourself, to advertise. And if you're not going to spend that money with NASCAR, it says something about NASCAR in its current state. And especially when you look at how many sponsors have left the sport in the last 5 to 10 years. We're talking big, big name companies that are no longer there. That says something. So I think, you know, it sucks for NASCAR. They're losing a big sponsor. It sucks for Hendrick because they're going to have to figure out a way to make this work and account for the money that they're going to lose, and it's going to be hard. And Jimmy Johnson is going to have to figure out a way, find a new sponsor to remain competitive for the next couple of years as he closes out his career. But I do think there is you can look at this and say, yeah, that there is some concern if you're NASCAR and the fact that this is a company that they're based in North Carolina. They're based in North Carolina, the NASCAR's hotbed. They should want to be involved with the sport, even if it's on a smaller level than they've been, but they're completely pulling out.
Always a pleasure. Jordan Bianchi, our guest. And, Jordan, we'll do it again next week, man.
Look forward to it, sir. Have a good one.
All right, thank you. Jordan Bianchi. It's excellent. Let's get a break in here. T-Mac, we're getting a music request. I don't think I've ever heard of these people. Let's see. We need some Yellow Wolf. Yellow Wolf?
Oh, yeah.
Y-E. You know Yellow Wolf?
I do know who Yellow Wolf is, yes.
Bump music. He is similar to Kid Rock, but 1,000 times better? Come on.
Disagree.
1,000 times better than Kid Rock?
He used to be, before he came to be doing the music that he's doing now, the kind of, you know, acoustic, rockish stuff that Kid Rock does.
Yeah.
He was like a hardcore rapper. So I don't know how much you're going to be able to adjust to Yellow Wolf.
Why would he say he's that? So is Yellow Wolf, is he a rapper now or is he rocker now?
More of a rocker, for sure. He's not a rapper anymore.
Yeah.
But he was a hardcore rapper for a while. That's what he got famous for at first.
Well, if you can find something that we can play, then we'll test it.
All right.
Test it. All right. Let's get a break. Come back, final segment of this hour, Tom Abraham Show, 730, 103.9 The Ump.
730 and 103.9 The Ump. More sports.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Werner, the official ladder of NCAA March Madness. The L.A. Rams not here to take part. The L.A. Rams are here to take over. The offense went from mediocre to the highest scoring in the league. And Jared Goff went from alleged bust to franchise quarterback. Do all that, and maybe you take a victory lap. But they're not. In fact, they've attacked the offseason like a 4-win team, not an 11-win team. They add Marcus Peters, Aqib Talib, and Sam Shields to their secondary. And now Ndamukong Suh, a 1-year $14 million deal, and he reportedly left money on the table elsewhere to sign with the Rams. That's right. The Rams are now actually a destination, and they went from being one of the league's bigger embarrassments to the league's most interesting team overnight. I'm Jim Rome.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 12 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people, each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Here's what you'll hear tonight on The Ump.
Alabama and Auburn baseball will meet in Montgomery for the Capital City Classic. Coverage starts at 6:30, all right here on The Ump.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
A rough running engine could be suffering from buildup of fuel and oil deposits, but O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Clean out engine buildup and improve fuel economy with Seafoam Motor Treatment on sale for $7.99 each at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Cole Kublik here to tell you about my friends at Valley Equipment Rental. You can check them out online at valleyequipmentrents.com. And with landscaping season just around the corner, if you're looking for an excavator, backhoe, trencher, skid steer, or more, check out Valley Equipment Rental, located right there on South Memorial Parkway, right there near Airport Road. All the equipment's online at valleyequipmentrents.com. Or give Ross and Tanner a call today at 256-964-6081. That's 256-964-6081 for Valley Equipment Rental.
The 4 for $4 from Wendy's has a lot of fans because it's a deal that gives you a sandwich plus 4 nuggets, a small fry, and drink all for just $4. But now the 4 for $4 has more variety than ever with 8 sandwich choices.
I'm loyal to the double stack.
I'm junior bacon cheeseburger through and through.
I pledge myself to the crispy chicken sandwich.
I'm loyal to my hunger.
Whether you're loyal to one sandwich or all 8, the Wendy's 4 for $4 has a sandwich for you. So try them all and pick your favorite. Now that's deliciously different.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Offer not valid in Alaska.
Hey guys, it's Tony Mack here to tell you that if you're not in radio range to listen to the Tom Abraham Show, don't worry. You can listen live on the UMP Sports app, or you can even listen to the podcast, all in the same place, UMP Sports app. Go check it out.
My son had a drinking problem at college. I had no idea things could get so much worse so fast. A friend suggested we try Al-Anon family groups, even though our son claimed his drinking was no big deal. I didn't want to go to an Al-Anon meeting, but I'm sure glad I went. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-Al-Anon or go to Al-Anon.org.
The sky will stay mostly cloudy this afternoon and tonight. Just a few isolated showers. The high today, 63. The low tonight, 59. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and warmer. Rain and storms by afternoon becoming widespread tomorrow night. The rain could be heavy at times. The high tomorrow at 76. I'm James Spann on Sports Radio 730 and 103.9 The UMP.
Call 866-485-9867 to get your bark on. Here he is, the head of the household. The big dog, Tom Abraham.
We can't play any Yellow Wolf. T-Mac went looking for Yellow Wolf and everything is F word this, F word that. Don't try to get me to play some song that's going to get me fired. I can get fired on my own, thank you very much.
Yeah, give him some credit.
Come on. Suggesting music that can get me fired. Speaking of being fired, Tubby Smith was fired, what, 2 weeks ago by Memphis. He has been hired as the head basketball coach at High Point University in the Big South. Now, you might say, High Point? What the heck is he doing at High? Remember, Tubby Smith was the coach of the year 2 years ago. He was the national coach of the year in 2016, okay? He's been hired by High Point University, Big South. He played at High Point. From 1969 to 1973. It's his alma mater. Well, congratulations to Tubby Smith. He's going home. His wife is from there as well, apparently. Top of the hour text comes from McKringleberry. He says the phone book in Eva, Alabama is 10 pages. Would have been very popular phone book if we had a Catholic school. It's a reference back to the top 10 things the nuns used to say back in Catholic high school. That girl's going to sit on your lap. Make sure you put a phone book between yous. Put a phone book on your lap, and she can sit on the phone book.
Could have made a good chunk of change, you know, selling those phone books out behind the schoolyard.
10-page phone book. Not going to do much for a 16-year-old boy, is it? All right. When we return, Kevin Rogers is next. Vegas Insider and Chris Cotillo. We're talking baseball right here at 730-1039 AM.
They are WUMP 730 and 1039. The UMP. From the University of Alabama, this is Crimson Tide Today. It's a daily update on Bama sports, and it's brought to you by Dex Imaging, the official copier and printer provider for Alabama athletics. Hello, everybody. I'm Chris Stewart. The Crimson Tide baseball team will wrap up its current five-game road streak with a non-conference matchup against in-state rival Auburn at Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery tonight. Alabama comes in with a record of 16-9 overall, while the ninth-ranked Tigers are 20-5. The Tide's trying to snap a six-game losing skid, but first-year head coach Brad Bohannon's team has dropped those six games by a combined total of just 9 runs. We'll have radio coverage of the Capital City Classic tonight on the network, beginning at 6:30. The Alabama gymnastics team will be the number one seed when the NCAA Tuscaloosa Regional Championships get underway on Saturday, April 7th at 4 o'clock in Coleman Coliseum. The Tides rank 6th nationally and comes into the regional having won an NCAA best 31 regional titles. I'll have more in a moment.
You know, in today's world, companies are looking for business partners, other companies they can depend on to help make their business successful. At the Crimson Tide Sports Network, we have found that partner in Dex Imaging. So when it comes to office solutions and a partner you can depend on, give Dex Imaging a call. For more information, go to DexImaging.com. Dex Imaging, the official copier and printer provider of Alabama Athletics.
Tickets for that Tuscaloosa Gymnastics Regional can be purchased through the Alabama Athletic Ticket Office at 205-348-2262, or you can order them online at RollTide.com. By the way, this will mark the 15th time that Alabama has hosted a Gymnastics Regional, but it's first since 2016. That's your Bama Update. Crimson Tide Today, brought to you by Dex Imaging, is a production of the Crimson Tide Sports Network.
Shop Lowe's for great savings to help bring your lawn back to life and keep it looking its best all season long. Start with Stay Green Weed and Feed Lawn Fertilizer at a new lower price of $15. And keep your lawn tidy with a Troy-Bilt 2-cycle 17-inch gas trimmer and edger, now for just $89. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through April 4th. While supplies last, see store for details, U.S. only.
Coming up on Wednesday edition of Three Man Front, we welcome in LSU head football coach Ed Orgeron at 10:30. Also from Fox Sports, Timmy B, Tim Brando, joins the show at 11:30 a.m. right here on Sports Radio 730 and 103.9 The Ump.
At St. Jude, a family never sees a bill at all. It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Opportunities present themselves every day. Opportunities that move us forward. Opportunities to serve part-time in your community while continuing their full-time careers or education to help keep our nation safe at home and around the globe. Explore your opportunities in the Air Force Reserve.
I'm a veteran. We hit a mine in Vietnam. When I came home, I didn't know where to turn.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
My victory's been never giving up hope. My wife is always there to remind me we have a life to live.
DAV provides a lifetime of support, helping veterans of every generation get the benefits they've earned.
I am a veteran. But after I got out, I spent 2 years alone and homeless.
Every year, DAV helps more than 1 million veterans so they can reach victories great and small.
My victory was finding the support to get back on my feet. Now I'm getting things right with my family.
I finally admitted, with my PTSD, I wasn't doing well.
But there's more to be done and more victories to be won.
Now I wish I'd found DAV sooner. I am a veteran. My victory is just enjoying each day.
Help support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.